This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'll have today's stories coming right up. It'll be 2 weeks from now. The opportunity to improve your precision agriculture skills, producers, and to get more data, more use out of the data coming out of your fields on the farm. The Farm Progress Tech Forum will be November 27th and 28th at Iowa City, Iowa. I'm going to give you the website where you can get all of the information and where you can register. It's farmprogresstechforum.com. The event sponsored by Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures. And the editors for those publications designed the seminar, picking speakers to give you key insights and new approaches to helping you make critical management and production decisions on your farm. Again, the website for the Farm Progress Tech Forum, November 27th and 28th at Iowa City, Iowa, is farmprogresstechforum.com. They opened a hearing in Washington today on that airline engine explosion that killed one passenger on a plane as the aircraft was over Pennsylvania. The death on that Southwest 737 was the first commercial airline passenger fatality in the U.S. in 9 years. Representatives of Southwest Airlines and Chicago-based Boeing, the company that made the plane, were in attendance at that hearing. The inspection methods for the engine fan blades have come under scrutiny. And the maker of the engine says the lubrication and the length of time the engine had been operating may have contributed, in part, to that blade flying into the plane's cabin, killing Jennifer Reardon, one of 149 people on that Southwest aircraft. If any of this discussion makes you queasy about flying, I just flew this morning on a Southwest plane, one of those 737s, for the 86th time this year. Believe me, you are much safer up there than you are on your way to and from the airport down here. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's still some cover for the deer out there in the cornfields of Wisconsin to Minnesota, South Dakota, with close to 30% of the corn still standing out there as of this past weekend. That was according to yesterday's weekly crop update. North Dakota still has 38% of the corn out of the field and almost 10% of the soybeans in that state unharvested. Journalists in Cleveland, Ohio, are mourning the loss of reporter Nikki DeLamotte. She was the culture reporter for Cleveland.com. Nikki on Sunday was about 10 miles out of Cleveland, visiting an uncle she had just met for the first time last month. When she was killed, both DeLamotte and her uncle were found shot to death in his trailer. Well, they're out with a list of toys you shouldn't buy kids this holiday season. A Black Panther-inspired claw. The Slash Claw, with 4 points sticking out, is high on the list. Then there's the Power Rangers Superstar Blade. It looks wicked, too. It could hurt kids, according to the consumer activist group. The Toy Association is weighing in, saying this list may needlessly worry parents. All of this stuff looks kind of rough compared to my toy set I got in fifth grade with a battery-powered hay fork. I thought that was pretty cool, though. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.